Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Country music star Kenny Rogers has died. Rogers died last night at age 81. A family statement says Rogers died of natural causes at his home in Georgia. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports that Rogers had a batch of hits that showed off his ability to spin a story in song.
Kenny Rogers said he tried to put listeners in a place and then tell them a story.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring.
Rogers didn't write many of his hits, but he added something unique. He'd often change the tone of his voice to grab attention.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep.
The Gambler was first recorded by Johnny Cash, before that Bobby Bear. But Kenny Rogers' version is the one people remember. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Rogers' family says a small private service is being planned because of coronavirus concerns. Meanwhile, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence has tested positive for the coronavirus. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the White House has been doing temperature checks on people entering the grounds.
Katie Miller, a spokesperson for Vice President Pence, said in a short statement that on Friday evening, they were notified that someone who works in the office of the vice president has tested positive for the coronavirus. She goes on to say that this person did not have close contact with either Pence or President Trump, and that further contact tracing is being conducted to see who may be at risk of infection. A week ago, the White House began checking the temperatures of anyone who could come in close contact with Pence or Trump. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are working toward a Monday goal of passing a $1 trillion economic rescue package. Negotiations are to resume today. The bill is aimed at helping small businesses, such as restaurants, pay idled workers. Jonathan Mays is the editor-in-chief of Restaurant Business News and the host of the A Deeper Dive podcast. He spoke to NPR News from Minneapolis.
Unless you're a McDonald's, like the big chains, you know, your casual dining chains like Olive Garden and Applebee's, I mean, they only get a small percentage of their business through takeout. And even if that were to double, it would still be a small percentage of that business.
New restrictions on movement taking effect this weekend in New York and Illinois. Authorities in those two states are following California and largely restricting residents to their homes because of the coronavirus outbreak. Those three states have a combined population of 70 million, Connecticut and Oregon preparing to do the same. You're listening to NPR News. Sirens went off in Jordan today, marking the start of a three-day nationwide curfew aimed at limiting the spread of the coronavirus. Jordan is ordering shops to close and people to stay off the streets until at least Tuesday. In Asia, the outbreak appears to be moderating, but in South Korea, infections are on a downward trend. But the prime minister is recommending a two-week closure of religious facilities, gyms, and clubs. As the novel coronavirus spreads around the globe, researchers say the virus is changing its genetic makeup slightly, but this does not mean necessarily mean it's becoming more deadly, as NPR's Pin Huang explains.
Viruses change small parts of their genetic codes all the time. Vineet Menachery, a virologist at the University of Texas Medical Branch, says the coronavirus is no different.
Yes, viruses are mutating. It doesn't mean that they're going to become more virulent or more deadly.
So far, researchers who follow this say the coronavirus seems pretty stable. It mutates more slowly than flu and proofreads its own genome, cutting out things that don't seem right. The small changes scientists are seeing don't appear to be changing how the virus functions. Ping Huang, NPR News.
North Korea has conducted another weapons test. South Korea's military says the North fired two projectiles early today that appear to have been short-range ballistic missiles. The military says the missiles flew cross-country before landing in the waters off the country's eastern coast. South Korea is urging the North to stop such launches, calling them very inappropriate at a time when the world is coping with the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.